If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Is the time. Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN. Number one movie of the weekend turns out to be the not-so-well-reviewed Dumbo. Rotten Tomatoes giving it about a 50% approval rate by critics nationwide. That's probably a lot lower than the reaction that I've been getting from viewers just about every week. You know, I review movies on Friday, and then pretty much for the whole weekend, and then for the week that follows that, people tell me, oh, I really agreed with you. Oh, you couldn't be more wrong about a movie. You know, I hear it all every week. And this one has been pretty much half and half, I guess. People agreeing with my review of the movie that it was a little bit flat, not terribly dimensional, not anywhere close to the movie that the animated version of Dumbo was that came out in 1941 that we all grew up with. But even without comparing to the old movie, just felt kind of flat. Felt like a shell of a Tim Burton movie to me. I have to say that I have not really enjoyed Tim Burton movies for a very long time. I wound up giving it a Dean's List D. I really didn't care for it that much. I did enjoy my conversations, though, with the stars of the movie, which include Colin Farrell. We'll get to that in a second. But also Danny DeVito. This was a couple of weeks ago now that we sat and talked with him. This was just a few days after Danny DeVito was walking up on a stage to promote the movie, and he fell walking up the stairs. And that's where we started off our conversation with Danny DeVito.
Good to see you, man.
Nice to see you, too.
First of all, we saw that video of you falling.
Oh, yeah, I did.
And we were worried.
Well, you know, I always throw myself at the press.
You have never thrown yourself at me that way through the years.
Foot on the top of the step. I was in Mexico. It was a great experience. I had a great time down there. We're promoting Dumbo, and as they call it, Dumbo. And there were like at least 100 and some odd people in the room. Everybody's camera's going.
Right.
And I try to act like Dumbo. So I just flew. I'm okay. I didn't hurt myself at all. I just wanted to check myself. I got up slow.
Yeah.
And, of course, I said, don't print the picture, which I knew everybody would print.
Of course.
But
of course.
Anyway, it's like it was – I'm fine.
Well, that's the main thing.
That's the main thing.
We were concerned. And,
thank you.
And I thought, you know, some guys will do anything to
– anything for a little PR. Stan Rosenfield always tells me, plug the movie.
Plug the movie.
Okay, so
– however it works.
Don't try to emulate the star
of
the movie.
What do you remember from the original?
Oh, I love the original. The 63-minute movie that was made like in, 41, I think. And,
right.
So – my sisters took me to see it when it came back. I live in Asbury. We had a little bunch of movie theaters in the Jersey Shore town. And I think the first time I saw it was on the big screen. It was like a, you know, because it was so short, it's 63, an hour movie.
Right.
You know, they brought it back quite a bit.
Right.
And then when, of course, my kids, I have three kids, I brought it. I showed it to them, and the thing that I remember most about it was the heartfelt feeling of that oddity being looked at as a different kind of creature.
Yeah. And I always couldn't relate to that.
I always felt that way. Yeah. I mean, I walk into a room, I always felt like I was an odd ball creature. I was a little kind of curmudgeon-y kind of guy, even as a teenager. And I always felt like very close to Dumbo. And, now that I've seen Tim's version, Disney's new Dumbo, the great thing about it is it's preserved all of those great values.
Right.
You give it in, put it in the hands of an artist like Tim,
right.
And what you get is this incredible rendition of this magical story.
Which, well, you know, this story that you're talking about in these days of bullying that are, you know, maybe absolutely. Even more relevant than ever before. As you say, in the hands of Tim Burton, who, I mean, for you, it must be a really special experience because you love Tim Burton, it seems, and he sure loves to put you in his movies.
Yeah, I love him. And we have a really good time together. Batman was an experience. Batman Returns, and I'm working with Michael Keaton again, which is a great thing to do. He's a good buddy. The whole thing of Tim is that you feel like you're, I'm a filmmaker, I'm an actor, I'm a producer. You feel like you're in the hands of a true artist with Tim. So you watch him work, and it's amazing. And I've done it on Batman Returns, on Big Fish, on Mars Attacks, and now here again on Dumbo.
I got to ask you about It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yes.
That, after all these years now,
yes.
That is still a funny show.
We have a good time making
it. So good.
I think there's really some value, something to be said in the factor of having like really good people to work with. I work with my friends a lot. I've worked with Tim like now 5 times. I've worked these guys at Sunny, Glenn and Charlie and Rob and Caitlin are just the sweetest people you ever want to work with. And I think there's a big factor in that. They work hard. They put it all up there. They never let you down, and they're good to be around.
You guys still playing practical jokes on each other all the time?
We do.
Yeah,
we do. Whenever we can. I mean, they try to. They're always making fun of me, and throwing me out of windows and this, that, and the other.
No respect.
No respect.
No respect.